Hello?
Hello, Mary Rosales?
Yes.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. Our call dropped. I'm from Arizona Opinion Surveys. We were filling out the survey.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yes.
It kept dropping on me. Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much for picking up. And now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you remember the tobacco bans and all of that?
Yes.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
Thank you very much. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is prohibition. And prohibition is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products on flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products more prohibitive. Or in the second one is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and privation education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Between these two, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, prohibition or harm reduction?
Harm reduction?
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. And we're going to use the scale of very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you very much. And the next one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Yes.
Should I record it as very concerned, somewhat concerned?
Oh, very concerned.
Thank you very much. And we're approaching the end of the survey. Just a few minutes more, but I want to thank you for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. So how would you rate that statement?
I heard all the statements. What was the choice?
We just want to know if you agree with the statement, if you strongly agree with the statement, I'm sorry, that is 10. 5 if you somewhat agree, and 0 if you do not agree at all. Any number between 0 and 10.
Okay, 5.
Thank you very much. The next statement is, Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes would simply give them another market in which to operate. Thank you very much. And the last statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should already be continuing to educate them. I'm sorry, let me start over. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. How would you rate that statement?
8, continue to educate?
And continue to educate, yes. Educate. Okay. We have one more. I'm so sorry about that. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
Rate that statement?
Yeah, so do you not agree with that statement at all, which is 0, 5 is somewhat agree, and 10 is strongly agree, any number?
5 would be 5,
thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you once again this battery of questions that are a callback to the first a few questions in the survey. The first one is, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
And is that a no support or no oppose? Because the options that we have for this one is strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
Somewhat. We're somewhat. Talking adults on that one, correct?
Yes. So do you... Is it somewhat support or somewhat opposed a ban by the federal government?
Somewhat.
But which one? Support or opposed?
Not support?
Yes, the options are strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
Somewhat.
But is it opposed or support?
Oh, I'm sorry. Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. And regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay.
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
No impact.
Thank you very much. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine, yes or no?
No.
Beer?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip and chew?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
What'd you say?
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Coffee?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Soda or soda pops?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. First, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
You want a number?
We want the highest degree that you have received.
Master's?
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you very much. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you very much. And last, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. I thank you very much for your patience and also for your participation. And also because you picked up when I called you back.
Oh, yes. I kept picking up. And it kept hanging up on me.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
You too.
Thank you.